Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hello and welcome to our podcast about the goal climate action. We are Shayera and Sean from Italy, Gamze from Turkey, and I'm Nicholas from Germany. Climate change is one of the most topical issues. It influences life all over the world. Politicians have been trying for months, even years, to find solutions to make this goal come true. That's why we think it is one of the most important goals. Now, have fun with the podcast and maybe you can learn something new. And now, I leave the word to Gamze.
Thank you, Nicholas. I want to talk about consequences of climate change, melting ice and rising seas. When water warm up, it expands. At the same time, global warming causes polar ice sheet and glaciers to melt. The combination of these changes is causing sea levels to rise, resulting in flooding and erosion of coastal and low-lying areas. Extreme weather, shifting rainfall. Heavy rain and other extreme weather events are becomes more frequent. This land lead to flood and decreasing water quality, but also decreasing availability of water resources in some regions. Risk for human health. Climate change is already having an impact on health. There has been an increase in the number of health risk deaths in some regions and described in cold related deaths in others. We are already seeing change in the description of some waterborne illness and disease vectors, cause for society and economy, damage to property and infrastructure and to human health, exposes heavy cost and society and the economy. Between 1980 and 211 flood affect more than 5.5 million people of causes direct economic losses of more than 19 million. Sectors that rally strongly and on 13 temperature and precipitation levels such as agriculture, forestry, energy and tourism and particularly affect risk for wildlife. Climate change is happening too fast that many plants and animal species are struggling to cope. Many terrestrial, freshwater and marine species have already moved to new location. Some plant and animal species will be at increased risk of extinction if global average temperature continues to rise unchecked.
What terrible consequences you mentioned, Gamze. As you can see, climate change affects all of us. We have to do something about the way we live. But how can we ourselves contribute to climate protection? For short distances, you should avoid the car and rather use the bicycle. For long journeys, carpools could be formed so that several people travel with just one car for the same destination. The use of public transport is also recommended, as it travels either way. Thus, we can reduce CO2 consumption. CO2 is a greenhouse gas and it is harmful to the environment in large quantities. There was a CO2 emission amount to 35 billion tons in 2013. In 1990, this was only 23 billion tons. We must also pay attention to our diet. We should not eat meat every day, but reach for alternatives such as salad or pasta for lunch. Cattle are a major producer of methane. Methane is also a greenhouse gas and damages the ozone layer, which protects us from cosmic radiation. So we should make sure that the consumption of meat is kept within limits. To release unnecessary energy and heat into the environment, we should turn off all sockets when leaving the house. If the heating is on, the window should be closed, and if the window is open, the heating should be off. This is the first way to save money and contribute to climate protection. In addition, anyone can participate in climate protection projects and support certain ideas. This can be done through elections or demonstrations, such as Friday for Future.
Hi, I'm Chiara. I'm going to talk about pollution. On Earth, human activities are changing the natural greenhouse. Over the last century, the burning of fossil fuel like coal and oil has increased the concentration of atmospheric carbon dioxide, CO2, and this is so bad. Scientists have high confidence that global temperatures will continue to rise for decades to come, largely due to greenhouse gases produced by human activities.
Are there any associations that focus on this issue?
Yes, of course, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. It includes more than 1,300 scientists from the United States and other countries. It's a really great association that works perfectly.
What they state about changes?
According to the IPCC, the extent of climate change effect on individual region will vary over the time, and with the ability of different societal and environmental systems to mitigate or adapt to change. They also forecast a temperature rise of 2.5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit over the next century.
And Chiara, what about the costs?
The IPCC said, taken as a whole, the range of published evidence indicates that the net damage costs of climate change are likely to be significant and to increase over time. This can be a big problem for outgoings. Now we're going to hear Sean, who speak about Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg is a Swedish activist for sustainable development and against climate change. She is known for its demonstrations held in front of Stockholm, Sweden, with the slogan School Strike for Climate. On the 20th August 2018, Greta decided not to go to school until the legislative elections of the 9th September 2018. She wanted the Swedish government to reduce carbon dioxide emissions as required by the Paris Agreement on Climate Change and remain seated in front of her country's parliament every day during school hours.
How is people and the social media responding to this protest?
So, Chiara, her gesture shook millions of teenagers who, encouraged by her, took action to protect the environment. These protests have spread widely, creating a real movement called Fridays for Future. It consists of protests organized by teenagers against all today's environmental problems. These protests take place during school hours just like Greta does. So, Nicholas, in conclusion, what would you say about all these climate issues?
In summary, climate protection is an important issue today. Solutions must be found to be able to reach this goal. Everyone should see that he contributes to it himself. Little things can make a big difference. Of the solution mentioned above, everyone should take at least two or three to heart, because we humans are dependent on our climate and need it to survive. With this, we are not only securing our existence, also that of many animal species and plants. We should open our eyes and finally do something, because is it not too late to act?